to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, and I'm so excited to be back. This is the second episode of season four, and today we're going to be talking about why I created a course on running a creative business and kind of like why I decided to do that and why I have courses as a part of my business, because some people do, some people don't. A lot of people consider it and are like, oh, I don't know enough about it. But take it from me and probably every other course creator you've ever met, you can start a course. You just have to know more than the person purchasing the course. So we're going to first talk about why I have courses as a part of my business. So, as you guys know, about a year ago, I want to say, I launched the Pod Squad Bootcamp, which was my first ever course. It was about creating a podcast, and the course did okay. It wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the worst. I had 8 or 9 students in it, so pretty good. And I was able to give them a bunch of info on starting a podcast. And looking back on it now, it wasn't the greatest course. I was very new to it. I was using a platform I'd never heard of until I decided to do a course, and that was Thinkific. Thinkific. That was the course. I can't pronounce it for the life of me, like the platform I used. And I built the course. I got it out there. I got people signed up. And for a while, it was great. And then I had the itch to do it again. So then, about a couple months ago, I did the VIP coaching program, which was my second course, you could say. It's like a coaching course type thing. And it was called VIP, Very Important Podcast Course. And again, that one did okay. It wasn't the greatest, wasn't the worst, but it was something. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I want to do another course. So I took a break for a while. And then around the middle of August, actually, I went on vacation, and I just got that inkling while I was on vacation that, like, I have something that I can teach people, and so I need to do a new course. And I'm somebody that loves teaching people. I've been teaching people how to use social media, how to use their technology, their devices, best for them for so many years now. I think probably since I was like 12 or 13. And again, now I'm 20, almost 21. So I love teaching people. And if I know something, I'd love to pass that knowledge on to somebody else. So that is one of the reasons I wanted to do this, especially with this course. I've been wanting to teach people how to start their own creative business because a year ago, right before I started the Pod Squad course, I was starting my own business, and I had no fucking idea what I was doing. I was 19 and scared shitless, basically, because I was going on this giant journey of starting a business and trying to grow it, and I had no idea what I was doing. But over the course of the year that followed till now, I have learned so much about starting a business, from the legalities of it all to, of course, building the perfect website, designing the perfect logo, how to market your business yourself without having to pay for like a social media manager, and just all of these things that I decided I really, really, really wanted to share. It's just so much information that I've gathered that I was like, I have to share it. And it was just something that I needed to do and something that I continually feel the draw to do. And granted, I can't be like a traditional teacher because I don't have that 5-year teaching degree and things like that. So this is my alternative. I've also always wanted to connect with others and also learn what they know, because while you're teaching a course, your students might find something that you don't know about and share that with you. And I love that. And I love growing connections with students. And when I get a student in my course, I don't stop supporting them as soon as they're done with their modules. I support them for the rest of their lives. I support them in everything they do. And it's just so important to me to create those connections and having the role of a leader and teaching them things and being able to connect with them like that is just an amazing, amazing, amazing feeling. And finally, this one's a little bit different than the others, and this one is actually based on the whole money aspect of starting a course. So a lot of courses can be passive income for the teacher. Most of the time they don't need to show up in the course. Of course, some do just because they want to connect more. Like my courses, I do show up. We do live calls and things like that every week. And I just wanted a way to bring in an extra income, a passive income, because honestly, sometimes you get really tired of staring at a web builder or an illustrator for hours on end. And this gives you an opportunity to continue creating money while you're out and about and while you're just living your life. People will come in, purchase the course, start working. It's really, really, really amazing. So now let's talk about why I started this new course. So if you guys haven't heard on social media, I've shared it softly, and it's called The Boss Babe's Guide to Running a Creative Business. And I created this course solely because I wanted to share what I learned over the last year about starting and running a creative business. Because honestly, a year ago, like I said, I knew absolutely nothing about starting a business. I was scared shitless. I was a content creator with an idea, and that was it. And I did so much research. I connected with so many amazing business owners. I watched so many coaches and got so much information from them that I now feel like I know what works well for starting a creative business. And that's why I wanted to share it. I'm not like the top knowledge person in this category. Of course not. I'm still new at this, but I do know how hard and how stressful it is to start a new business. I know a lot of people don't know how to get started running a creative business, especially because with a creative business, you can have so many different things. You can have a sole proprietorship, you can have an LLC, you can just be doing business as a freelancer and do 1099s and DBAs, and it's just so much, it's overwhelming. So my course is designed to break all that down and just help people start the business of their dreams so they can ditch that desk job, that 9-to-5 that they hate, and start that creative business that they've been wanting to do for so freaking long. Because I know it's a whole thing. So I just wanted to let you guys know that because it is very new, I am opening up basically applications to join the Boss Babe's Guide to Running a Creative Business. And if you are interested in joining, you can actually check it out in the description. It's at dreamnowmedia.com/the-boss-babe-course. Again, it'll be linked in the description. You can check out more information on it. But I did want to give you guys a tiny little overview of what the course is going to be about. So we're just going to take a minute and go log in to the course platform and take a look. So the first module is actually going to be everything I'm covering in a free challenge, October 1st through 3rd. And you guys can actually sign up for that as well while on that page. And in that, I'm going to be talking about how you can find your creative niche, because so many people are starting out and they're just like, oh, I'm just going to create content for fun. But when you're creating for fun, you're not going to hit as many people as you would if you niche down. If you guys didn't know, my niche is creatives and creative business owners. And so that means that especially like right now, I'm reaching out to all those creatives who are not yet creative business owners but want to be. So I can help you guys find your own niches, whether that be moms or 18 to 24 year old women, or you know, that kind of stuff. So it's really important to narrow that down and to figure that out when you're creating everything, so you could just have a better idea of how you can target them. Then we'll be talking about how to brand your business, pick your brand, your biz structure, how to set up your business legally, how to design the best site ever, and you might just get a free show it website template. Then we're also going to be talking about the tools you should definitely be using in your creative business, the tools that are made for creatives. There's so many amazing ones, and there's going to be discounts on discounts on discounts. Y'all will be so happy. Then we're going to be talking about how to use one of them, because, again, it's super important. I think every creative should have it. Then we'll be talking about how to advertise your ass off on social media, how to use email marketing to your advantage, other ways you can bring in money to your biz, because let's be honest, you don't just want to have like one way to bring in money. I know I have multiple ways, and so do other people. And then we'll be talking about how your business will grow and then what comes next. And of course, you guys will be getting lots and lots of free content. You guys will also get access to the freebie library on the platform, which has so much amazing stuff, including like monthly playlists, podcast episodes for certain things. It's great. It's amazing. I love it. Yeah, other than that, you guys, we will also be having a live in-person retreat in May of 2020. More info will be coming out about that later, but you guys can sign up right now. It's $497 or three payments of $197. And when you sign up, you get access to the course, the first two modules. You get your name on the list for the retreat, and you get three free calls with me. Personalized coaching one-on-one calls that will just help you so fucking much. So if you guys want to check that out, link again is down in the description. It's dreamnowmedia.com/the-biz-babe-course. You guys can check it out right now. Sign up. And if you have any questions, just go ahead and shoot me an email or message me on Instagram. Okay, now that I've done the plug, because I know y'all are done with the plugs, kidding, we're gonna go into the ads for the episode. Enjoy! If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. This week's small creator shout out goes to a podcaster I have been loving recently. It's Kate Doster, and she has the podcast Inbox Besties with Kate Doster. This is an amazing podcast full of everything you need to know about email marketing. I literally spent like 3 days this week binging these episodes because they're just so amazing. There's so much information in them that I definitely needed. If you guys are somebody that has struggled with email marketing, you guys know I have for a long time now. This is something you need to go and listen to now. There's so many amazing tips and tricks and just so much information that you can start using in your business ASAP. I know I'm using so much of what I've learned. It's just so freaking amazing. I definitely think you should go give it a listen. If you guys want to, there's a link in the description below to go and listen to the show. So yeah, this week's small creator shout out goes to Inbox Besties with Kate Doster. This week's song of the week is Graveyard by Halsey. It's a softer song from her, but it is so freaking amazing. You guys know how talented Halsey is. I fucking love her. She's so good. And this song is just giving me like all of the fall vibes. There's an awesome underlying beat that is just so freaking good. I'm obsessed. If you guys want to hear this song and all other songs I've ever mentioned on this podcast, head on over to the podcast playlist, which is linked in our link hub, podcast.dreamnowmedia.com/links. And you can find the link to the song, the playlist, and everything else we have. Okay, we have another tech moment this week because I just have to talk about iOS 13. So if y'all don't know, Apple finally came out with iOS 13 yesterday. So if you don't have it yet, go and download it. They came out with it on September 19th. And while there aren't many like big changes to it, I'm so freaking in love with this. They finally gave us dark mode. How long have you guys been waiting for dark mode? I know I have been waiting for dark mode probably for 2 years now. They promised it last year. They didn't give it to us. I was upset. They gave it to us on macOS last year. It was a whole thing. But we finally have it, and I'm so freaking happy. They also completely redid the countdown timers, and they just cleaned everything up, made it all look better. There's some new features with your Memoji. I made mine spooky and adorable. You can check it out on my Instagram story. It's just great. Like I said, there's not enough to like completely change it. You don't have to relearn the entire operating system like you usually do with a big drop. This one's kind of just like, oh, we made some improvements, here they are. While this will be the last year of the same kind of format that we've had since iOS 7, because believe it or not, we've had the same layout and whatnot since iOS 7. Before that, it was very blocky and not very good looking, and it's predicted that next year with iOS 14, we'll again get a giant upgrade that will completely change the platform, the way it operates. And so I'd say download this now. and get used to it. And keep an eye out for leaks on iOS 14 because they start dropping around probably January, February. And then you can kind of start seeing what they might be doing. And then usually by March, when they do the keynote, we'll see like what's new, what we'll all be getting, and it'll be great. But for right now, iOS 13 is here. There's a bunch of great features, but I truly, truly, truly love the fact that we now get dark mode. And they also changed like some volume things, so you no longer have a giant box in the middle of your screen. It shows up on the side or at the top. It's just amazing. I definitely recommend you upload to it. So yes, this week's tech moment is iOS 13 is here, and it is making my dark mode heart so happy. Let me know your guys' thoughts over on our Instagram at DreamNowMedia. Just go ahead and shoot us a DM and be like, hey, here's how I feel about iOS 13. If there's like a feature you really, really love, let us know. And yeah, that's it for this week's tech moment. Okay, we all know it's pop culture moment of the week, but I honestly am thinking about calling it the 5 seconds of summer moment of the week because that's really what it's becoming. So, if you guys didn't know, Lily Singh launched her new show A Little Late with Lily Singh this week on Monday. And so far, it's been getting some mixed reviews. Some people aren't like how she's talking so openly about how race affects the way our culture operates and things like that, while others are loving how open she is with her dialogue and all the really funny stuff she's putting in her shows. I know I am loving what she's doing. I think it's great to see a colored LGBT woman on TV late night when all you have are basically white men, older white men who aren't as connected and kind of don't understand, whereas Lily, I feel, does understand like younger people who are usually the ones up lot watching late night. So I hope her show works out. But the reason we're talking is because Five Sauce was on there last night. They performed Teeth. They're doing basically a round of promo because they're leaving for a tour in like, I want to say a week, maybe less, maybe more. I'm not sure. As you guys know, they're going on tour with the Chainsmokers. I talked about it last season, how I'm just like, why are you doing this? Because nobody likes the Chainsmokers except the Chainsmokers. But that's besides the point. They're doing a bunch of promo, they're going places, they're performing Teeth a lot. There's probably 15 different television recorded versions of Teeth if you want to listen to it. And it's kind of fun. They came on, they talked, Lily outed. Basically, there's this thing called a rider where it's basically all the demands an artist or a person has for like what they want in their dressing room. And they had a lot on it, like 12 small black towels and just a bunch of really weird shit. And like it was very funny watching that. And then they also showed up in her vlog. But that's not the point. They're doing lots of promo, and their spot on A Little Late with Lily Singh was amazing. Yeah, if you guys get the chance, I definitely suggest going and watching A Little Late with Lily Singh. It's on at 1:35 a.m. I think local time, so you guys can watch it after all the other late night shows on NBC. If you don't have NBC or you don't have cable and you still want to watch it, it's on Hulu, and she also posts clips on the show's YouTube channel. And if you haven't seen the first episode yet, it is in full on her channel's page, so you can go watch it there. So yeah, okay, I guess this is Lily Singh and Five Sauce update of the week. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Let's just cut to the outro. Thank you, Flustered Emily, for that horrific transition. So, I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, please, please, please give it a 5-star rating if you're on iTunes or any platform that allows for ratings. It helps us so much. It helps more people find the show, and it shows them that this is something they should actually listen to. So, please, 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 please give us a 5-star rating. And if you want, leave us a review. We love seeing them. We will share it on basically all of our social medias. And you can connect with us on social media at DreamNowMedia. Basically, on any platform you get your info. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. There's Twitter, @EmilyHesterNCS. You can connect with me on there. Or at, it's M Margaret, I think. I changed it. It's @ It's M Margaret. So you can connect with me there. And yes, we also have a new Facebook group that is linked in our Link Hub. As you guys know, our Link Hub holds everything we've talked about in this episode. So if you guys want to check that out and join our Facebook group, you can click there, or you can just go search on Facebook, Creative Biz Babe Community, and there you will be able to find it. You'll see my little smiling face, and you'll be able to request. There's a couple of questions, and you can join. We connect, we share, we're growing slowly but steady. There's threads every single day at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so noon Eastern Standard Time, so you guys can join in on those. Have a little fun. It's great. Other than that, we're still selling merch on Amazon. You can check that out. It's going to be on our website too, at our podcast.dreamnowmedia.com. You can see it all there. You can shop. You can do whatever. We have the Boss Babe t-shirt and pop socket. Then we have the Pride shirts, which is Love is Love. And I believe there's another one, hashtag I am proud, and it's like a spirit jersey type or like a jersey type thing. But yes, you can shop all of those right now. And yeah, I think that's it. I hope you guys like this episode. I will be back next week with another fun episode. Bye guys.